May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It seemed crazy. Elijah showed up in Zarephath and started talking crazy. He found a poor widow, a woman with only a handful of meal and a tiny bit of oil, and he asked her to make him a meal. She protested against Elijah's request, telling him that she barely had enough to feed herself and her son. There was no way that she could feed him too. But Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Make me a little bit of bread and then make something for yourself and for your son. Trust me. God has promised that your jar of meal will not be emptied and your jug of oil will not run out until this terrible drought ends." This poor woman had almost nothing, and Elijah spoke of abundance. She had run out of hope, and Elijah spoke of blessing. She was so afraid, and Elijah spoke of faith. "Trust me," he said, and it seemed crazy. But sometimes God asks us to do crazy things. Sometimes God asks us to do things that don't make sense in any rational way, because God is asking us to live into a new reality, a reality that isn't based on the messages of the world or the circumstances of our lives, but on the promises of God, promises of abundance in the face of scarcity and blessing in the face of hopelessness and faith in the face of fear. And God asks us to trust that those promises are true. It seemed crazy. Adele had shown up at the food pantry at the United Methodist Church in South Bend, Indiana, where Reverend Mike Mathers served as pastor. Adele had shown up there because she had three generations of family living in her house, and even though she worked, she could not afford to feed all of them. So she swallowed her pride and went to the food pantry that was just up the block from her house. When she got there, the food pantry volunteers asked her the same question they asked everyone who walked through their doors. They didn't ask her, "What do you need?" They asked this: "What three things do you do well enough that you could teach someone else how to do them?" What three things do you do well enough that you could teach someone else how to do them? Now, Adele was a little puzzled, but she told them that she could cook. "Well, prove it," they said. "What do you mean?" she asked. And they said, "Well, cook a meal. Cook a meal for the church custodian and the church secretary and the pastor. Bring them lunch on Friday." And it seemed crazy, but Adele did it. She brought lunch over to the church on Friday, and it was great. So when the leaders of the neighborhood association were scheduling a meeting, Reverend Mike invited them to meet at the church, and he had Adele cook for them. And again, the food was awesome. Over the next 9 months, there were little events here and there that Adele cooked for, but when the Chamber of Commerce called the church and asked if they could meet there, Mike said yes. And since it was going to be a day-long meeting, they also asked if they could use the church's kitchen to prepare lunch. And again, Reverend Mike said, "Sure, you can use the kitchen, but you also have to use our caterer. Her name is Adele." So the church made their only financial investment in this project. They took $20 and bought 1,000 business cards for Adele's new catering business. And that day, she fed 70 of the community's business and civic leaders. She gave her business card to each one of them. And a year later, she opened up a little restaurant called Adelita's Fajitas. And it sounds crazy, right? But sometimes God asks us to do crazy things. Sometimes God asks us to do things that don't make sense in any rational way, because God is asking us to live into a new reality. A reality that is not based on the messages of this world or the circumstances of our lives, but on the promises of our faith. Promises of abundance in the face of scarcity and blessing in the face of hopelessness and faith in the face of fear. And God asks us to trust, to live as if those promises are true. Now, today is Stewardship Sunday and the kickoff of our 2019 annual pledge campaign. When you pick up your stewardship packets down in Fellowship Hall, you are going to find a beautiful brochure that highlights the amazing new ministries our church has started over the past year. Our ministries have been growing by leaps and bounds, from the now weekly pop-up pantry to the first annual Walk for Hope and Recovery, from the food pantry garden to the open table gatherings, from the pop-up church team to the new church website. This congregation has been taking some big leaps, and it may seem crazy to do all of this at once, but sometimes God asks us to do crazy things. So as God has been calling us to new adventures, we keep saying yes. And we keep trusting that God can call us in new directions, even as God continues to strengthen the long-standing ministries and programs that form the foundation of our church's life together. So over the next few weeks, as the stewardship season unfolds, I hope that you will consider taking a leap. I hope you will consider diving more deeply into your faith and into this church community. Maybe it's time to take a leap and join one of our church's small group ministries. That's why we're having an activity fair as part of this year's stewardship reception. There are over 20 groups that are set up all around Fellowship Hall, ready to share with you information about what they do and how you can join them. Explore the tables. See what God is calling you to do. And as we approach Pledge Dedication Sunday on November 18th, I also hope you will join me in taking a leap and increasing your giving to the church. Just as the church has taken the leap over the past year to significantly grow our ministries, we also need you to leap with us and to give generously so that we can continue to make a difference both within these walls and out in the world. Because even though it seems like a crazy time, the world needs us now more than ever. The world needs to hear again and again, we need to hear it too, that God's love will overcome hatred. The world needs to hear again and again, and we need to hear it too, that God's peace will overcome violence. The world needs to hear again and again, we do too, that God's hope and healing will overcome fear and brokenness. In a world like ours, in a time like this, trusting in the promises of God can seem downright crazy. But sometimes God calls us to do crazy things. And God gives us the faith that we need to stand firmly and trust that the promises of God are true. Thanks be to our God. Amen.